From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The Financial Action Task Force meets tomorrow to consider whether three Caribbean nations have done enough to fight money laundering. Grenada starts its own Truth and Reconciliation Commission, and the United Nations works to salvage its World Conference on Racism. I'm Bertram Niles, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The Financial Action Task Force on Money Laundering will meet in Paris from tomorrow to assess developments in an ongoing review of what it calls uncooperative countries. Caribbean countries still blacklisted by the FATF are Dominica, St. Kitts and Nevis, and St. Vincent and the Grenadines. The Financial Action Task Force, which is an arm of the OECD, is expected to announce the findings of its latest review when the meeting ends on Friday. The three Caribbean countries will be closely watching to see whether the FATF feels they are doing enough to combat money laundering. I asked St. Vincent's offshore finance inspector, Colin Williams, for an assessment of his country's position.
We are quietly optimistic, but at the same time, we are in touch with reality and feel that they might not take us off the blacklist, though we fully expect them not to institute any countermeasures. The fact is that we have done a certain substantial steps that we have taken, but we are not sure that the full effect of these steps have yet been evaluated by the FATF.